Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all want? Like, wake up!
I want people to wake up right now. I want people to listen to me and just come out of your trance.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale.
White male!
So Alex Jones' whole brand is based around the idea he's giving you the real story, not the fake news out there.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Humanity is awakening. Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones.
The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
I just don't know who you are.
You guys know who he is? You know Alex Jones is Infowars. Very popular.
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
We know we're under attack. We know it. We're breaking the conditioning.
Talking about Alex Jones.
Infowars.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.
Alex Jones.
That's just level one.
What's level two?
I'll tell you.
The animated contest of liberty is waiting for you. But you've got to take it in your hands. You've got to have the will. Accept the truth. Fuck the system and the group collective. Do that and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Doing some serious
tomorrow's news today.
Some serious stuff right now. Finish up with Carlos in Canada. Carlos, your view on where humanity is, moving Trump out of the position of whatever. I mean, world government, lockdowns, forced inoculations, city park shut down in New York unless you've had the injections. I mean, total civil rights violations, total Nuremberg violation, just absolute medical tyranny. There, Carlos, what's your take on that?
My take on that is that we're witnessing what the Russians must have felt when they were undertaking the Russian Revolution, where, you know, eventually, of course, millions died, but it was like helter-skelter. We are finding that you turn to your judges, to your lawyers, to your defendants and so on to defend you, and you find that, the district attorneys have been purchased and they've been bought by financial interests. There are people with so much money that are bigger than entire countries. These people have been created by an attitude which was implemented in 1913 with the Federal Reserve, but it really was...
That's exactly what I was going to start the show with today, and I'm going to do it the fourth hour. Exactly. Private banks have created endless currency to buy whatever they want. And now that there's so much industry and so much production, it actually, before inflation didn't work because it would run out of goods, but it's actually working to some extent. And so exactly, they could buy anybody off who is up for sale. So how do you get people to realize they're up for sale and to say no?
You need to have, and believe me, you see the G7 when they're standing there? These are now plant managers with instructions to sell to you what's coming down the pipe. These people are no longer generating ideas. They're not defending the individual or the primacy of the...
They're not leaders. They're puppets.
Well, they're just basically going to take orders, and they're going to give you what they're told to do. Listen, Alex, if we're at the crux, we can save ourselves a lot of suffering by simply understanding that there is a period of inversion that we've entered and that we must get out of it. We must stress to all the leaders, number one.
I'll tell you what, stay there. If you want to come up with 30 minutes tomorrow commercial free, we're going to air the show at 5 p.m. tomorrow, but I'm going to tape a two-hour commercial free show at noon tomorrow. You want to come on, Carlos, for 30 minutes tomorrow?
I'll challenge anyone in the world to challenge me on the things I have to say.
I understand. You're going to come on tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, to you.
Tell me when
we'll call you at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. We already got Carlos's number, but get his name and number, our number, and we want to get him on tomorrow. Special show, 5 p.m. airs tomorrow about this. We got loaded phones. We got special guests. We got it all, baby. We're on air.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, 106 Central Standard Time, broadcasting worldwide. And tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, I will do a special commercial-free transmission. Then, Lord willing, I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., ahead of the show. Owen Schroyer host, Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. All right. Well, I know about these guys 3 or 4 years, and I've been on the show a couple times, and they're interesting fellows. They try to have fun in a cynical way about all this, which is a good thing to do. So they're with us. We'll take some calls as well this hour from Jack and James and Max and Patrick and Marty and John and Scott and Jim and Craig. And after our guests are gone, I'll continue on to the fourth hour, and I haven't hit the big news about the global social credit score that's been announced by Apple and by the IMF, that if you don't turn your five-year-old over to a pedophile, literally a drag queen story time, I'm not joking, you'll have your bank account taken away. So they've announced the plan. We've got it right here from the IMF working paper, and it ties into all this. So you think the social justice warriors just are censoring the internet now? You think they're just sending pedophiles to your school? These people mean business, and they mean total domination to get you to turn your body over. Park shut down in New York. If you haven't had inoculations, just totally legal revolution taking place. All right, Revenge of the Cis, not the Sith, the Cis, C-I-S, is Royce Lopez and Mike Mersch, and they're here with us right now to talk about their view of the world, their view of Bill Gates wanting to be our doctor, censorship, all of it. So, guys, good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, well, just unload on me, because you were saying some great stuff yesterday, both Mersch and both Royce, with what you were talking about, with just all the craziness that's unfolding and just where this dystopia is going.
Well, can I start by saying that if you'll notice here, I have this really beautiful big monitor behind me that is now not working because of the latest Windows update. So the guy that made my screen not work with his nonstop updates also wants to rewrite my RNA. So I have a problem with that, I think.
But you're not allowed to criticize a UN-approved spokesman. So do not try to say you don't love Bill Gates. That's not allowed.
Well, yeah, but you are let's allowed. Say, let's. Oh, go ahead.
You're allowed now. You're allowed now because something happened. Bill Gates decided, I'm not going to play ball, or maybe they're sending him a message like we talked about yesterday. But, man, did they throw him under the bus quickly.
Well, that's right. Why do you guys – that's a good discussion. Why do you think Bill Gates has fallen from grace, which I predicted?
Maybe he tried to roll out his Simpsons Mr. Burns plan to blot out the sun a little too early. Maybe he jumped the gun on that one.
It is – that was the point you were making yesterday, Mersch. Was he wants to block the sun out. He wants to kill me. He says he does. Now he wants to inject me. I mean, why? It's like, well, I'm coming to forcibly inject you. By the way, I think you should die. I want to block the sun out, by the way. I mean, this is like, if a James Bond villain was this crazy, no one would buy this. So do your rant on that, guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, The Simpsons did an episode where Mr. Burns wanted to block out the sun. That episode of The Simpsons was written to illustrate how evil Mr. Burns was. And then here we are 20 years later, and they're like, how cool is it? Bill Gates wants to block out the sun to cool down the planet? The whole thing. The thing we said yesterday that I think Alex enjoyed was the fact that whether it's Bill Gates, Jack Dorsey, you know, the people at YouTube, all these people that are censoring us, every single one of them shares one thing in common. And that is the fact that, for most of our lives, we would have stuffed people like this into a locker. And this is their way of stuffing us in a locker. It's the only way they can, is by owning the public discourse and basically silencing us. And I don't think I've said anything particularly crazy or dangerous. I don't think you've said anything particularly crazy or dangerous, nor has Royce. Everything we've said has been perfectly reasonable. We've been smeared as anti-science and science deniers and terrorists and really simply just for being skeptical of injecting fetal tissue and rewriting our RNA based on a year-old vaccine. I'm sorry. Again, the guy who was involved in the designing the vaccine, imagine if this monitor behind me were my kidneys. Sorry, I'm not interested.
Well, and then you have, people telling you that whenever Rand Paul says something, who's a doctor, by the way, went after Fauci. He's like, I honestly think you're wearing this mask to show. They go, oh, Rand Paul, what do you know? But then it's like, hey, this guy, Bill Gates, Mr. Computer Guy, who, by the way, stole all of his stuff. He just stole all of his stuff from other people. Let's listen to him because he's going to buy all the farmland and destroy and just, let's kill half the people in Africa because there's so many people on the planet. But make sure you download the new version of Skype.
Exactly. So maybe they woke up and said the guy that wants to kill old people and black people maybe shouldn't be the spokesperson for our forced injection.
Yeah. They need to find some more charismatic people because if Fauci and Gates aren't cutting it, and I think they need to find less off-putting people.
Well, that's a fun thing to have in a sick, macabre, black comedy satire way. Who should be the spokesperson for Satan for the dehumanization, depopulation of planet? Who should it be? Mr. Rogers is dead. Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse. Who's living, a real character, a real person? Who should be the spokesperson for planetary death?
I mean, get somebody more charismatic is what I say.
I got it. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Johnson says, kill yourself for Earth.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. And then he have this whole campaign like The Rock says only half of your kids need to live. It'll be perfect.
It's crazy. Like, all my girlfriends are, like, really obsessed with The Rock. I was like, what guy would you like more than me? Well, I like The Rock. Like, wow, I've got my wife and 8 girlfriends. I'm joking. The point is women do like The Rock. He's got that likable thing about him. Ask women, I go, who do you think is the most sexy man alive? The Rock. It was Sean Connery 30 years ago. So it was Mel Gibson, maybe. So, yeah, The Rock should be Satan's spokesperson.
Yeah, he could come out and be like, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And we can be like, yeah, Bell's palsy. I don't want it. Thank you.
That or John Cena, because he's already good at apologizing to China. I mean, the guy's already set up.
But how would he be able to promote? I'm not gay, but, The Rock could sell me some things. But John Cena just comes off as a guy that'll rape your dog.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Everybody always talks about this John Cena guy, but I don't see anything.
Okay, see, that's not, come on, this is the big time. No bad jokes. John Cena is a good example. But the Rock, we talk about The Rock, but let's be honest. The Rock is positioning himself to run for some sort of public office. He's been doing it for a while.
Oh, there's no doubt. So between him and Matthew McConaughey, I'll take The Rock over the Cokehead any day.
Well, yeah, I mean, mostly because The Rock, like you said, at least he's charismatic and kind of funny. But the Rock
can't stand John Cena. I actually hate John Cena.
Well, that's an odd one. Like, I can understand not liking him and hating him is very, I don't know. I've always kind of just been like, eh. I guess I don't like him now that he's like groveling and like, sucking up to China and, learning Mandarin. I guess he must have some sort of early morning knowledge of something coming. At least he picked the smart Asian language. Like, you know, most people learn Japanese, but it's like,
you want to be ready.
You want to be ready for the future. Mandarin's probably going to be more convenient soon, though.
John Cena does actually have a movie coming out with Jackie Chan, so I read that that was part of the reason he was apologizing so hard. And Jackie Chan...
Boy, that is a spectacular beard.
Oh, thank you so much. I grew it myself. Appreciate it. My wife hates it.
Wait, I'm sorry, but isn't Jackie Chan from Hong Kong?
You
mean Hong Kong, one of the city states of China, Mike? I don't want you to apologize later to China.
They don't name Hong Kong. Hong Kong be China.
Yeah, they're all
China. Serious. Let's get serious and stop right now. I want to talk about the stuff you guys just mentioned. The world ID, New York, got to have an injection to go to the park. That's like a scale of 1 to 10, 10 on the tyranny scale. I want to ask you guys where you think the world's going and how we fight back. Or do we marry Bill Gates? Maybe could I marry him? Maybe I could be Mrs. Alexandra Bill Gates III? Perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, that second divorce could still clean him out. Like, you know.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
YouTubers, podcasters are here with us. It's important to have folks on that are on YouTube that aren't cowards and actually have me on. I was on their show yesterday. Of course, I got shadow banned. But gentlemen, I can ask the questions. I can make the statements here. I can talk all day long. Everybody knows that. What do you make of this time and place and world we're in? Everybody keeps saying, oh, it's Alex Jones' timeline now. No, it's not my timeline. Anybody can research this and see what's coming next. What do you make of the world we're in and where is it going? I mean, what's your predictions?
Well, we talked We talked about it a little bit yesterday on the show. My worry is that with everything being shut down and everything and nobody able to get any information, the issue is that we're going to have an entire generation of people that are just going to think this is just the way it is. You know, hey, a bad, you know, mean words are now violence. You know, people should not be allowed to make a living because they said something that I don't like. That's what I see. And that to me is the scariest part.
No, you're right. It's the tyranny of the left. I mean, I have articles here where a woman was cleared in college, student who says, university investigated her for saying women have vaginas cleared. So if you say birds fly in the sky and the water's wet and women have vaginas, you get called up on charges.
Yeah, I do have to say, too, it's a little unfair to call this the Alex Jones timeline. That's like that would be like calling OJ's trial the Nicole Brown Simpson trial. You know what I mean? It's not you aren't the one. It's not like you were waving pom-poms and trying to usher in this era. You've been warning about the era. I wouldn't exactly pin the name on you.
I mean, I agree, but it's getting crazy. So what do you see next? Is it such a dystopia? It's like the globalists went, hey, everything that doesn't work, everything evil, let's just do it.
I'll tell you this. I am known to be a pretty lazy guy who likes to drink and sit on my fat butt and not do much. I've been going to the gym 5 days a week now for over a month. I've been going to the gun range pretty much once, twice a week now. And I'm not the kind of guy that used to, like, I'm taking first aid classes now. These are not things I'm
and let me guess, you didn't consciously do that. Your body's doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just me going, like, I don't want to be useless if something bad happens. I'm not going crazy, and I'm not, like, doomsday prepping or anything, but I'm just like, yeah, I need to be able to run a mile without feeling like I'm going to die. I need to be able to tourniquet somebody if they're bleeding. I want to be able to, you know, shoot center mass
so
every time.
You're psychically picking up and intellectually picking up what's coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm doing these things, then I can't imagine anybody else still just being asleep at this point.
Exactly. Because I'm a lost cause. I'm like putting in solar panels, drilling wells, doing push-ups, you know, not planning anything offensive, but like you can pick it up. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a guy either that, if you would ask me even 10 years ago, hey, would you be somebody that has a go bag by the front door with MREs in it and stuff? I'd be like, that's crazy stuff. Why would I ever do that? Now I have that. Now I'm ready. And you know, before they'd be like, oh, you're the crazy one. You're nuts. But then when you see cities burning down, you know, and you see everything around you crumbling, and when you can't even go on Twitter and go, hey, guys, is anyone else worried without being called a bigot? You start going, you know what, forget everybody else. What I always tell people, everyone's always fighting online, but I think a lot of people go, take care of your family, take care of the people around you, and have a plan. Look, maybe we'll get lucky and nothing bad happens. Maybe I keep hearing, oh, the pendulum's going to swing the other way. I don't see it because it looks like they've stopped the clock. But let's say it doesn't. You want to be ready to go.
No, I agree. They've artificially blocked the pendulum swinging back. People keep going, oh, don't worry, the pendulum. No. Instead, they actually didn't pause it. They push it back the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if you say, look, the clock's not working, they call you a racist and kick you off of YouTube.
Yeah, it's. I think the situation is just rapidly deteriorating. And again, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to, you know, be paranoid. And I still enjoy my life. I go out to dinner. I go out with friends. Royce is the same way.
I do too. That's what makes me mad. I'm like, why are you Klaus Schwab assholes doing this?
Exactly. But if again, I'm a pretty lazy guy, and if I'm now starting to work on myself, that should snap a lot of people out of it and make them say, wow, if Mersh is getting off his ass and he's scared, maybe we should be a little nervous.
So, worst case scenario, what do you guys see happening versus best case?
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry. A little bit of a delay.
I'm a little resistant to this because I am a bit of an agnostic, but, you know, I was raised Christian and I start to think of this in biblical terms. And, you know, there's a very firm belief in almost any religion that the last chapter is not very pleasant for us here on earth. So and pick any religion. I mean, every religion has a last chapter. So I don't know. It's definitely scary. I definitely don't want it to be the end. But if it is, I want to stick around and kind of see how the whole story wraps up.
Well, let's be clear. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates say they're having a final chapter for us. So whether it is the final chapter, they're trying to play God. Because they know a final chapter is coming. They're trying to initiate it now to be in control of it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And you know, when you talk, you know, when I went to Christian school my whole life, and be like, the end of times, it's going to be, you know, these demons and the whole world's going to fall apart. I think what we're seeing is something that is scarier. And what I mean by that is, if you would have thought, you know, I'm going to arm myself up and I'm going to physically fight these people. Sure, you could do that, but they're winning in a way that you can't fight back, because controlling the flow of information is way
more
devastating.
They make your children mentally ill and give you cancer. They don't physically fight you. They just, yeah.
Yeah, when I bring up, hey, maybe we shouldn't be castrating six-year-olds, they say, oh, wow, you bigot. And you're like, no, but wait a second. That was a normal opinion that you should be allowed to have, you know? When I was a kid during I used to watch wrestling, right? And all the wrestlers would take steroids, right? Like, and they would have all these things like, you know, Hulk Hogan let the kids down because they found out he took steroids. Now they're giving steroids to five-year-olds and going, this is normal. This is normal.
Five-year-old
this
girls. Is... Five-year-old girls. So it's like, Jesus, man.
They're saying, this is normal. This is the way life is now.
A total abandonment of everything we know that works and just turning evil loose.
Yeah, like my mother went to church, and my mother wouldn't even let me get a tattoo or an eyebrow ring until I was out of her house and I was of age.
And now we're going to chop six-year-olds' balls off. Gentlemen, we're going to come back with you guys, and we're going to go in the next hour. I got a bunch of callers, but how do people find your show and yesterday's interview we did?
Sure. Revenge of the Sis on YouTube is where you can find. We do some Patreon-only episodes, but the Alex Jones thing is up for completely
free. It's a lot
of
fun stuff. It's Revenge of the Sis, and it's not Sith. It's Sis.
Sis. Yeah, we're taking the word back, Royce. We're taking the word back. We're going to own it, Alex. And then Royce does a show called Daywave also on YouTube during the morning. I do a show called Nightwave Radio as well, and you can find those shows as well. We're running 6 hours a day. We're like you, Alex. We don't stop.
We love it. All right. And the answer is everybody doing a show. Everybody speaking up. Because the system doesn't want you to do it. These guys have reached millions of people. We'll be back. We got loaded phone lines as well. Stay with us. We are literally front row seats to the apocalypse. And I don't intend to be a spectator. So how do you get in the arena? We answer that question straight ahead.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the whole food multivitamin system, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it, 25% off. And then Vitamin D3 plus Calcium Gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and Calcium Gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Taking text messages or comments on YouTube, ask me questions about this or that, or I'm controlled by the Masons or the CIA. I'm not bragging, but let me get something straight to all those type of guys. I create the original content that people respond to. I'm not getting orders from anybody. I don't have these guests on and tell them what to talk about. I don't tell my reporters what to do. If I think somebody's interesting, I have them on the show. I don't say that to defend myself from critics. I just want critics to get out of their mother's basements and actually realize that there's a whole world out there, and most of it's not controlled. The whole world government, the whole UN takeover, the whole cashless society, medical ID, social credit score is about getting us control. We're not controlled. And the good thing is we're not controlled. That's what I want to promote. And so I'm not trying to brag or toot my horn or anything. It's just that the last thing, like it's like, oh, I get my orders from the CIA. But like I would want that. Like that's like this higher group. Let me explain. The CIA calls up and asks me what I think. I mean, and it's like the CIA doesn't know anything. It's like a joke. It's had all its power transferred to private corporations. The Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Endowment, the Bill Gates Endowment, that runs the show. And those people want me off air. So I don't mean to go into a rant, gentlemen, but what are you guys, talking to the Revenge of the Sith co-host here, just the rant you want to get out to 2 million people, because most people brag about their audiences and exaggerate them. No, I'm not exaggerating. We got 2 million people an hour. Real people tune in across the world conservatively. World leaders, intelligence agencies. Hell, the Easter Bunny's probably listening with Santa Claus. But seriously, what do you want to impart to people about the nature of the world and where we're going?
Bryce, would you like to go first?
Oh, I will go first. That's great. I think that we're going down a very, very dark path. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. There is some hope. There's some people that are fighting back. Like, you know, we're lucky enough to live in Florida, right, where DeSantis has actually been fighting back against vaccine passports and stuff like that. You know, they shut down the cruising industry here, for example. And then you find out that a cruise that was 100% vaccinated, two people still got COVID, right? And which I think is one of the funniest things. So the lie, I see a lot of people that you wouldn't even call political, people that I know that don't even follow stuff starting to, you know, they'll tell you in private because they have a job. They'll be like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm starting not to trust these people. And when you see normies, as we call them, just really start questioning things, there is a ray of hope. I don't want to put out this message that we're done, right? Because it's easy to become complacent. It's easy to just let the fire consume you, right? But I think that there is some hope in there's certain people fighting back.
Oh, I totally agree there's hope. And so other people should get involved realizing there's not just evil. That's why I said we have an effect, my show, others do. There's not just evil in the world. People need to realize the power they have and use it.
Yeah. And I mean, I would just add to that. Look, you know, like Roy said, we're heading down a bad road, but, you know, we only have so much control over it. You should fight back, but at the same time, it shouldn't dominate your life. Like, go outside. Enjoy life while we have it. Go to a dog park. Start going to the gym.
By the way, it's in their own documents. They want us depressed and alone. Why are they so into that? Like, what type of jerks want to make people depressed?
Because isolation has proven time and time again that it's what they do to people in prison. They put you in the hole. You come out. You're not the same guy. So they want you to be isolated. They want us to feel disconnected. They don't want, you know, I feel entirely different when I go to the, you know, there's a lake where I go jog sometimes. I feel entirely different there because everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody's listening to music, enjoying the scenery, getting some fresh
air.
There's
a communion. There's a oneness.
Yeah.
It cleanses the soul.
And it's there's none of this Twitter divisive, angry, negative. Like, that's why I'm saying go out.
I agree.
Like,
so how do we fight their system while at the same time being part of it? Because that's my paradox.
I think that less emphasis needs to be put on owning libtards on the internet. I think people need to stop watching videos from The Cut and taking the bait and writing, you know, angry reactionary comments in the you know, to try to give them what they want. I would say get your own house in order.
No, I agree. I agree. That's really going to
stop.
Start over. I'm going to rub it. That's huge. We need to just say, hey, I love you, and I'm sorry whatever's happening. I don't like where we're going. What should we do? Because they want that fight. Explain that.
Well, yeah, just don't take the bait. I mean, most of these media companies are dropping these little videos or these little incendiary tweets, and people think that it's like, oh, they're pushing this propaganda, and they are, but that's only one side of the coin. They're also tweeting that kind of stuff, and they're specifically choosing a very crummy tone because they want to get the reaction out of you. They want to have screenshots of right-wingers and Pepe Frogs and people with, you know, Alex Jones avatars, you know, yelling back instead of just don't engage them in that way. Get your own affairs in order. get in shape, save money, learn how to shoot, you know what I mean? Like, and find time to still enjoy, you know, time around the people you enjoy, and do that. Like, make yourself a strong individual.
No, I agree. They fear separation from us.
Yeah, America, the original 13 colonies, I mean, was a bunch of strong, rugged individuals that decided, you know what, I'm really getting sick of these British. Like, let's get them the hell out of here. But it was just, and I mean, we were completely overwhelmed by the British, but it was the fact that everybody was so different and diverse and strong and had different ideas about what the future government would be. But everybody knew how to shoot a musket. Everybody knew how to, you know, everybody knew how to grow food. Like, people knew how to do stuff. That
and the more they pushed us, the more powerful we got.
And now we just eat fast food, and now we just order everything on Uber Eats, and nobody knows how to grow a carrot, and everybody's overweight, and it's like we're right where they want us.
To add on to what Mike is saying, and I think this is important, a lot of people take the bait. It's easy to take it. It's right. You know, look at these honeypots where they want you to show up and be violent, where they want you to show up and yell. Look at that person that was speaking at Yale, that psychiatrist that said, I want to shoot white people in the head. They put that stuff out on purpose. They put that stuff out not for you to go, oh, look how the left is crazy.
To get us to fight with each other.
Mm-hmm. And then before mm-hmm. you know it, they're writing an article about you and go, see, this is why we have to take guns away from right wingers. See, this is why these people shouldn't be allowed to vote. There was that lady that got mad because she was in Long Island and she saw American flags. A Washington Post reporter. She was like, oh, I saw American flags and it was so terrible. My gut reaction and everybody's gut reaction is like, what are you, crazy? Ah, you want to yell at them and you go, wait, you start wondering. They're doing this on purpose. They're doing this because they want you to react. They want to make you look crazy. They want to make you look crazier than them because at the end of the day,
they want to get us into a war with them. Instead of, we should just, you don't get in a war with dog crap on your shoes. You just clean it off.
Exactly. And they're trying to turn a class war into a race war. So, you know, one of my things
that's it. Like that Chinese lady in Virginia said, she said, I was a little girl and watched them use class to kill everybody. Now they're using race to do it. We should either reject this. It's so obvious.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but we always tell our audience, despite the fact that the SPLC labeled me and Royce hardcore white supremacists, I'd say our message has been consistent for years, which is that we're never going to fix this problem unless there is a coalition of people, you know, surrounding buildings, and it needs to be black, white, Hispanic, gay, straight. Like, I understand that all these little subgroups have all their differences, but that's kind of what America is.
But
like,
we're never going to get along. The corporate global takeover.
Exactly. And it's not like the white man isn't going to do it. The black man isn't going to do it. It really needs to be a coalition. And
that's why the opposite of what they want is unity. So they're afraid of us unified. We need to unify.
Yeah, and that's why that's why the cut is allowed to exist, but me and Royce aren't allowed to exist, and you're not allowed to exist. There's a reason why the more divisive. There's a reason why they sell the COVID panic.
When something's certified and pushed by the system, you know it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. It just makes me automatically know. I'm like, okay, well, this is BS.
Whenever you see the entire system is like, oh, these right wing, but there's a select group of neocons that are allowed to play in the playground because they're good little boys and girls and like, well, you know, actually, all we want is lower taxes. No, I'm way past lower taxes. You know, I want to function. I want to function.
All right, stay there, guys. We got calls coming up too. It's some big news. We'll be right back. Big news, folks. It's so big, I shouldn't cover it. Start the show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, next hour's coming up. And James and others holding, I'm going to go to your calls. Along with Rob News asked me during the break, he goes, what's the big news? What's the big news? Well, it's big news. It's what's big news. And I'm going to do a special Saturday show tomorrow, 5 p.m. in the air. I'm going to take the air before that for 2 hours on this. But I will mention it and talk about it. But it's like Crimson Contagion. It's like lockstep. You see all over Fox News now. We told you about it 11 years ago and again a year ago. This is big. This is like, we don't tell you the BS. By the way, you talk about people like want magic lottery numbers. People will pay for like fake lottery numbers that never work. This is like real lottery numbers. If you knew all this stuff, you could totally dominate. And I don't give you inside stuff that just makes money. That's not my goal. It's not my, you know, what I do. People say, well, even if you knew 6 months before Joe Rogan had done a Spotify contract that was going to double his prices, why didn't you tell us? Because that'd be insider trading. And I don't do that. But this is the knowing the future is important, and the damn enemy admits it all. So let me ask both these guys, Revenge of the Sith co-host here. I don't know if you saw my Bill Gates suicide challenge earlier, but the Bill Gates suicide challenge is like the ice bucket challenge. if Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Prince Philip, who's dead now, and his son, Prince Charles, say there's too many people, they want a virus to exterminate us, I don't want anybody to die. I don't want to commit suicide. I'm not about to do it myself. I'm just saying, I will, if Bill Gates blows his head off tomorrow or next week and says, this is the Alex Jones suicide challenge, there's too many people, he blows his head off, I'm a man of my word. I will blow my head off on air joining Bill Gates. What do you guys make of that?
I mean, first off, that's hilarious. That's one of the best challenges I've ever heard in my life. And secondly, I would pay good money to do the Daffy Duck, like I could only do this once and just end it all. Because then I'd be like, all right, you put your money where your mouth is, right? And you did it. But then you know what I would do though, Alex? Well, if that were to happen, and let's say they do it, you come on your show and you go, just kidding, I'm lying to you like you lied to me, and you keep going on.
Okay, you just gave the plan away. No, I mean, he wants to kill everybody, because we all need to die. You go first, asshole.
Yeah, see, I was more worried because I was going to say, don't fall for the tricks, Alex. You're too honest. See, what would happen is Bill Gates would either do a deep fake or he would have a lookalike, like a clone, do it, and then he would just trick you. So don't fall for it.
It'd be like the exploding head scanners. Exactly. He would stage it, but he wouldn't be, because Bill Gates is dead already. So you can't kill a dead, whatever he is.
A zombie. I like that. A little self editing there.
Yeah. You saw him.
When we're off the air later, I want you to tell me the three words that came to mind before you settled on whatever he is.
Well, let's just say there's not good for talk radio. No, I mean, seriously, he goes around saying kill everybody, and now he's the guy that wants me to take his injections? I mean, how?
Well, that's been one of my biggest issues from day one, and I've been saying this. Like, it's the same people that want population reduction that have now suddenly come around and been like, here, take this shot. Here, take it real quick. And I'm like, no. And they're like, we're going to save you. And I'm like, you literally just wrote like a million studies over the past 5 years about how we need to reduce the population. And now your next thing is you want to save lives. I feel like this is a weird pivot. So, yeah, I don't trust it. I don't trust their plans. And I'm not taking the shot. Plus, I've already had COVID. So is Royce. We're fine. It's
fine.
And
I love that the mainline science says, don't take a vaccine for something you've already had. They've done that for 100 years. And they go, no, you're going to take it anyways. Just, it's like, all be damned, you're going to do it. I mean, wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's the same people that have been telling us they hate us for 4 years are now the ones that are like, please take the shot. It's for the good of all of us. And I'm like, but you hate me. You've been you're still saying on Twitter that you hate me. And in the same breath telling me that I should get the vaccine.
And let's talk about how many new billionaires there are now in these pharma companies because of it. You know, what is it, like 5 new billionaires in these pharma companies because of the vaccines that are going out there? If you make something mandatory and then you sell it to the public, and a lot of them saying, oh, we're giving it away. Yeah, sure you are, but you're also getting the name recognition. You're getting like, oh, man, you saw Pfizer save the world. And a lot of these people that are injecting these things in them were people that 10 years ago were like, man, Big Pharma's terrible. Can you believe Big Pharma? Look what they're doing. They're putting these pills down your throats. This is the same industry that has people overdosing in the middle of the country, and it's fine. And they're telling you, no, but this time we're not lying to you. I'm sorry, but I've seen too many daytime talk shows where you the commercials or the lawyers going like, did you take a pill in 2012 and now your brain blew up? I'm not falling for it.
Lung cancer from, yeah, it's constant. Exactly. You can see this. So let me ask you about this. Why do they do something so reckless, so out of control, when the studies show what they're actually doing? They've tested this stuff before. They didn't do official tests, as they knew the same type of vaccines killed rats, killed pigs, caused blood clots. And now we saw blood clots all over Europe that did it first. Now it's here like, oh, blood clots, who heard of that? I mean, why would they do something so obviously villainous?
There is nothing about the way they have handled this during any phase that tells me that their intentions are altruistic. Historically, we've had other pandemics. We've had other rushes to get the right medicine and do the right medical and it's never been done like this before. They have never just said, okay, we're going to give the entire planet this thing now. Get it now. That never used to be the way they did it. Nothing about the way this has been structured tells me that there's anything altruistic behind it. So
it's all an exercise to see what we'll put up with. It's a test.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're stress testing our.
Why they did it is very simple, because there's no consequences. I mean, imagine if you wanted to
bingo.
Have
bingo. They didn't get in trouble for spying on Trump. They didn't get in trouble for funding Al Qaeda. They didn't get in for all the autistic kids. Exactly, that's the key. There's no consequences. So how do consequences come into play for Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates?
Well, I mean, there's going to be no consequences, and there never is, right? I mean, that's the thing. When you have the Senate say that you can't sue these companies, right? Like for 5 years, you're not allowed to sue them if your vaccine gives you a blood clot. You're not allowed to do anything.
That's immunity right there. So no wonder.
I mean, think about it. It's these pharma companies would die to have this level of experimentation.
These are companies that want eugenics to the population on record who have immunity to do it.
Yeah, and they're going to get away with it. I mean, it's not just get away with it. They're going to do it, and a lot of people believe, oh, it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Oh, they're
going to
be heroes saving us from COVID.
They're going to do it again, and this is if we let – and this is what I said at the beginning. At the beginning, we get a lot of crap because everyone was all scared. But we're saying if you let them get away with this, you don't even want to know what's coming next, because what's coming next is going to be worse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you both in closing. How do we fight out of this? I mean, what do you think we do? Because I think the average person in this system being replaced by robots, by AI, even at Google that censors us, don't they get they're being targeted as well? I agree with what you were saying earlier, Royce, is fighting with these people's fun. We do it. It's normal. But I don't want to fight. I want them to go, hey, you're getting screwed, too. And listen to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just don't. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry about that. It's like that old saying, you know, when you appease the mob, they may eat you last, but they're going to eat you. But right now, they're good little lapdogs. They're getting pats on the head, and they're getting free money. So why wouldn't you? Right now, in the short term, it looks great.
That's right. All right. In closing comments here, Marsh.
No, just, you know, like you said, yeah, this is the sort of the end game here. You know, there's a clip of you going around on Twitter. Somebody posted 2 days ago of you describing everything that's happening with COVID, 16 years ago, except you were discussing RFID chips. But all the same, the incentives, the fads, the shaming, the making it fashionable, all this stuff. You were literally 16 years ago talking about this with shipping people. So, look, I'm starting to sort of transition a little bit spiritually into a place where I don't think we win here on Earth, and it's unfortunate. So I mean, I really just think you should try to enjoy your life as best you can, safe, you know, just educate yourself, be smart, look out for your family, enjoy the good days.
And it's our soul and our consciousness that matters. Exactly.
Yeah, you only have dominion over this here. Oh, just make sure this here is in tip top form and fight back, but don't be obnoxious. Don't take the bait, and be somebody that when people see them, or when people see you, they go, that guy really seems to have it
the real way.
Be somebody people want to be. And then when they come to you and go, why are you like this? You can go, well, I go to church and I do this. And, you know, this is where I find my strength. And, you know, maybe, you know, to win hearts and minds that way. But just stop taking the cultural toxic Twitter bait.
Beautifully said. Impressive. We'll go to a break for 2 minutes, 5 more minutes with you guys to say bye. And then calls. I'll also mention the big news that I'm not just like holding that back as some carrot. This is so horrible. It gives me a headache. So I don't want to cover this. It's like getting in a fight. Like, I don't want to fight. I'm going to have to.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.